The prohibition on the sale of assault rifles in the United States is set to expire tomorrow due to the lack of congressional action to extend the ban. But while the United States turns away from restrictions on gun sales, in Brazil, there's an aggressive new policy of national gun control. Starting this year, it's become very difficult for private citizens to carry or to buy a gun legally. The new rules are popular, though many Brazilians are skeptical of the government's ability to make them stick. NPR's Martin Costa has more from Rio de Janeiro.
Firearms have always been an important part of Brazilian life. Guns helped to tame Brazil's Wild West. Gauchos, the Brazilian-Argentine cowboys, still wear revolvers on their belts as part of their costume. And 50 years ago, President Getúlio Vargas committed suicide in the presidential palace by shooting himself in the heart. But these days, the nightly news is dominated by shootouts between drug dealers and the police. Even the richest neighborhoods in Rio de Janeiro are no longer immune from the sound of automatic weapons in the surrounding hills. The rate of gun deaths per capita is 2.5 times greater than that of the United States.
40,000 people killed by firearms in 1 year. We are in practically a civil war.
Antonio Bandeira is Brazil's leading gun control activist. He says the police tell him that there's already been a noticeable improvement in the 6 months since the government restricted the right to carry guns.
They say that a huge number of people, good citizens or bandits, are not carrying guns anymore because they know they can be arrested.
Police say the new law makes it easier to keep suspects in custody because anyone caught with a gun is not allowed to post bail. Opinion polls show most Brazilians approve of the new restrictions. At a so-called disarmament center, a policeman takes a hammer to a Colt revolver while Nancy de Oliveira looks on. She brought the gun in to take advantage of a so-called amnesty. For a limited time, the government will let people turn in their guns, no questions asked. There's even a $30 reward. In less than 2 months, 60,000 guns have been turned in, well ahead of expectations. Oliveira says she has mixed feelings about giving up her Colt. I'd like to shoot every single kid who's ever mugged me in the street, shoot him in the foot. But I don't have the guts to do it, she says. Like most Brazilians, Oliveira says she agrees with the concept of gun control, but she doesn't believe it's achievable. People are turning in these guns mainly because of the cash reward, but the ones who really need to be disarmed are the criminals, she says. And that's the argument of Brazil's small gun rights movement. It points out that gun control laws have already been on the books for years in Rio de Janeiro, where it's nearly impossible for a civilian to buy a gun legally. Antonio Alves owns one of Rio's last gun stores, and he's president of the National Association of Gun Owners and Vendors. This law is the national version of a policy that's been a fiasco here in Rio de Janeiro. Not even the police are safe anymore in Rio, Alves says. He says gun control is just a diversion which lets the government claim it's doing something about violent crime while avoiding the more complicated problem of Brazil's corrupt and ineffectual police. Gun rights groups have challenged the law in court, and Alves says he expects the government will eventually try to ban even guns that are kept in the home. I'll never turn in my guns because there's no one out there who can guarantee my safety. The law says my home is sacred, and you can bet it will stay that way, Alves says. With an estimated 20 million firearms in circulation, it's likely that guns will continue to play a big role in Brazilian life, no matter what the law may say. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.